Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 16 years coming up on this year. He'll be hanging out with us. Gene is the founder and the president of the Western Management Associates. He's known internationally as your CFO for rent. He's made a career of this and helped so many other people do that. His book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, is legendary among his other books. And he's our good friend, Gene Siciliano. Welcome back.
Thank you, Ben. Jim, it's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back.
I like the word legendary, too, by the way.
Legendary. When you get to be our age, that's the goal, right? Legendary.
That's right.
And not, I'm trying to get rid of the term infamous. That's what they apply to me a lot. So, all right, Gene, one of the things that, in fact, one of my predictions for this year was about divesting baby boomer business owners divesting of their companies. And what I predicted was that more and more it was going to be reported that more and more the baby boomers were having difficulty selling their businesses to younger generations because they're less entrepreneurial. That's the Kauffman Foundation discovered that, and that they were going to have to become more creative if they were going to divest of their businesses whenever they wanted to. And that's one issue. But the other issue is something you're dealing with recently that I want you to talk to us about, and that's just getting your business ready to be sold to anybody, right?
Absolutely. It is in my practice, we've been doing this now for over 30 years, and in the last half dozen years, we've been talking to baby boomers about this very thing. You can't just sit tight and let them come to you and pay you top dollar for your company.
Right.
Because, Jim, you know this, the money is going to be taken up. More and more money will be spent today. There's more money looking for good businesses than there are good businesses. And as the years go on and all these baby boomers try to get out of their businesses, that equation is going to shift.
Yep.
And there are going to be fewer money looking for more businesses that now want to get out. And that issue that I wanted to talk to you about today called procrastination is going to kill the estate plans of a lot of baby boomers that they have to do something different.
You know, Gene, you're not the only expert. You're not the only thought leader who has who's come on the show to tell us that they've never seen so much money looking for deals smaller and smaller than ever before.
It is true.
Not just to invest, but to buy out, to buy them out. But these people who have the money didn't get that money by being foolhardy or stupid, right? I mean, they're gonna buy quality. They're gonna buy things that are ready to be bought, not things that people have been schlepping around, you know, like a mom and pop backwater retailer, you know, just eking out a living, right?
That's right, because these are the people that are buying companies these days are not just entrepreneurs or people who want to own a business. They're professionals who are looking for businesses that they can either merge, put together, or find a buyer for. But they're skilled at doing this kind of thing. And yeah, you're right. They're not going to be put over by a smooth talking, really nice guy who's built this business all these years. And okay, let's write a check for whatever you want.
And what that person is asking for their business just came out of the owner's head. No, has no basis in reality.
Very often, that's absolutely true. Yeah, it's kind of like this is how much money I'd like to have when I stop. And the reality is, for many of these businesses, whatever price they get is going to provide a lower return to them than what they've been getting from their business when they've been running
right.
it.
Right, that's a reality that's going to smack a bunch of people in the head over the next few years, isn't it?
It really is. and yet they don't have an alternative. They're not going to be able to run their business forever. They've got to make that decision. And the trick then is to get the best deal you can when that time comes. And the trick to that is deciding ahead of time what you've got to do to make your company stronger, look better, more appealing, that curb appeal they talk about in real estate. And that's where these guys are falling down all over the place.
And you have actual stories of companies that have come to terms with this, and they admitted it. They acknowledged they needed to make changes. They actually created a plan to change things to make their company relevant to buyers, but then didn't do it. They procrastinated, folks, and now they've gotten themselves into a bind. And we're going to get our good friend Gene to tell us the story on the other side of the break, and how you and I can let this be a cautionary tale for us so we don't get ourselves caught in this. It's almost 22. I'm Jim Bryson. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.